Tonight on 101.7 XCY, it's Kane Little League Baseball. The stakes are heating up on the road to Williamsport, PA. Fresh off an amazing come-from-behind win on Tuesday night in Warren, the Kane All-Stars tonight go up against Potter McKee in hopes of going home with a 3-1 record and a playoff journey that is still intact. Tonight's broadcast is brought to you thanks to the support of Studio K in Kane and Ridgeway. Their goal is to help each dance student they work with to discover their unique special traits that make them shine. Fall registration in Kane is July 16th and 17th and July 23rd and 24th in Ridgeway. More information is available at sk-dance.com. Now let's go live to Carp Field in Countersport, Pennsylvania with WXCY sports announcer Steve Bizak and Bruce Leonard.
Yeah, and welcome everybody over here to Carp Field over in Countersport. As it we just heard the announcements. It's 3-1. They're looking to go here, the Kane
tonight.
All Star
with
Kane.
The win, they
yeah.
can go to 3-1.
And you just heard they just pulled off a great come from behind win last week. And looking over onto this Countersport team, as we were over here earlier watching some batting practice and stuff, and the kids on the Countersport team that we were able to watch the batting practice, they had some pop in the bats.
Yeah, and it's just fun. This is the first time I've watched a Little League game this year.
Mm-hmm.
I usually get out three or four times, but I just haven't. And this team from Kane, they won their first game. They had the lead in the sixth inning against St. Mary's and lost 8-6. So that put them in the loser's bracket. They came from behind being down 8-2 against Warren the other night, came back for the big win. And here we are tonight.
And also, I think along the way they beat Brockway. I think I was talking to somebody that they said that. So this is
okay.
So this is their fourth game, right?
Okay. Yep.
And you know what? Like these kids, it doesn't. We talk about other sports and stuff. This little league, this
pure.
10, 11, and 12 year, the major league. Yeah, it's pure. And this is. I remember. I'm looking back a lot of years, and you also, Bruce, as we were talking about it. But this was. How it goes to Williamsport.
It's the ultimate goal.
Yeah, this is the big one here. I mean, and the same stuff is, but the little league, 11 and 12 year olds, it's just, you know, unremarkable how well that these kids can play.
And you know what? I, if I'm not mistaken, Little League Baseball is the largest organized sport in the world.
I think you're right.
Overall, yeah. Yep.
And I said at the end of the year, they're playing throughout the summer, the kids that do make it to Williamsport.
In every hemisphere. I mean, they show up.
And as I said, this field looks great. Nice crowd on hand on a hot, steamy summer night.
It's kind of sticky, yeah.
It is. And, hey, you know, I talk about baseball and sports and stuff, and just kind of want to give a little bit of a talk about Barry Morgan, because Barry was your mentor, Bruce, because you did a lot of games with Barry and the Piranha Kid and all that.
Yeah.
And, so, Barry, but one of the things that I remember was when my son and my daughter were playing the Little League, and Barry announcing them games. I you know what? And I thought,
every
wow, how cool was that? For it wasn't in high school. It wasn't kids that were 20. It was these 11- and 12-year-old kids, and Barry Morgan took out of his schedule. I mean, you know, sports. But that was that. I always just thought that was so cool, and he did a lot of them games, and then we were able to follow with that and started. That's where I started doing some of them games too. And I know that, you know, you were doing them, and then it became into the Legion stuff like that a little bit older. But so what a thrill for these kids to have radio. And I got to thank our radio station and Joe and being able to.
Kate Underkoffer from Studio K sponsoring tonight's game, as we heard in the intro.
But again, how we, you know, talk about. XZY Radio 101.7 and how lucky that we are to have that in our hometown. So,
oh, it does. And in our disclaimer is this game is presented by 101.7 WXZY, Kane under the authority of Little League Baseball and Softball, and may not be rebroadcast or transmitted without the express written consent of Little League International, South Williamsport, Pennsylvania. Visit Little League online at www.littleleague.org. So that's our disclaimer.
And like you said too, Bruce, I got to say myself, I really haven't followed many Little League games this year. And as we grow older ourselves, these kids start to get younger and younger. It's the you know, the dads and the mothers are the kids that were, we were looking at them as kids here a few years ago, you know, so.
And I'll tell you what, these kids appreciate this because, you know, they can listen to this on the archives after the game's over, just like, you know, the other high school kid and whatever. And it's a big deal to them to have the
sure
grandparents
is.
That can't make it to tonight's game can listen to the game and online or on the radio.
What's that, buddy? Well, Potter McKean is home. Okay, we just got the scoreboard guy coming over here and telling us that the Potter McKean All-Stars are going to be the home team as they just flipped.
Well, coin toss.
Coin
right?
toss. So just because we're playing over here in Counter Sports,
and they still
didn't
do
mean
that
they had. Right. Oh, yeah, you have
old,
to.
Old
yeah.
guard stuff.
Yeah, so Potter McKean against the Kane All-Stars and just getting ready here just in a few minutes. And they're going to have the national anthem and doing all the announcements of the starters tonight's game, all the kids. And if they're not able to hear it on the loudspeaker, we'll just say it ourselves. Okay.
And let me read this here about the Little League.
Yeah, go ahead.
Are your kids playing the real Little League? The Little League is the world's largest and most respected youth sports program with nearly 2.4 million children, more than 1 million volunteers in dozens of countries around the world. Little League baseball and softball programs for kids all ages 4 to 16. There is a Challengers Division program for kids with physical and mental challenges also. For those adults interested in starting a genuine Little League in your area, assistance is available from Little League International in Williamsport, Pennsylvania. For more information, go to Little League and visit the league website at www.littleleague.org. And there you go.
Mm-hmm. Hey, and just talking about coming over here, too, as we come over, I'm looking at the fields, and that brings back memories, not of me, but of my kids playing over here.
Sure.
You know?
I remember watching your kid play.
Yeah. And
he was a good ball player.
Yeah. Yeah. They enjoyed the game, so.
Really enjoyed it. Played a little bit over at college, right?
Yeah. Yeah. So here we go. They are announcing the starters, but you're not going to be able to hear it over the loudspeaker. So for the Kane Wolves, it's going to be Trace Underkoffer, and he's going to be batting first, playing center field. Number 10, Lucas Ledwith, he's going to be the pitcher, and he's going to be batting second. And the left fielder is going to be Ben McCormick, and he'll be batting third. And the cleanup batter, Keller Chamberlain, will be doing the catching duties tonight. And batting fifth will be Seth Lundeen, playing first base. Batting sixth will be Nick Lorenzo, and he'll be the second baseman for tonight's game. Batting seventh will be Eli Payne, the right fielder. Batting number eight, number one, Will Silfies, and he'll be playing third base. And batting ninth in the order tonight will be Braylon Mayberry, the shortstop. And that you have it for the Kane All-Stars. And for the Potter
McKean.
McKean. It's going to be. Oh, and then tonight's substitutes for the Kane All-Stars. It's going to be number two, Tyler Gibson. And number three, Kane Jamerson. And number 11, Landon Chapman. And they are coached by Ernie Chamberlain, Jason Ledwith, and Dave Underkoffer. And one of the rules, I think, tonight, like these kids you talk about, the Little League, they have 12 kids on the team. Actually, there was 13 kids, but there was one missing tonight. So when you play by 12 players on the team, the substitutes, so each kid's got to play two innings and get one at bat. Yes, at least one at bat and two innings in the field. And if you had all 13 kids, I guess it was like you had to have one at bat.
Just one at bat. Mm-hmm. Yep, you're correct, Steve. Very good.
Here we go for Potter
McKean.
They're going to have number zero, Reed Page, playing center field. He'll be batting number one. And Chase Boyd will have the pitching duties, batting in second. Lawson Wenzel, shortstop, batting third. Logan Jackson, the catcher, batting cleanup in the fourth spot. Chase Whalers, the left fielder, be batting five. Brennan Philhart, the second baseman, batting in the sixth order. Leland Welch, the third baseman, will be batting seventh. Ryan Carlson, playing first, batting eighth. And Timber Nichols, right fielder, batting in the nine hole. And they have just one substitute, and his name is Hayden Nance for Potter McKean.
Boy, I'll tell you what, Steve, six kids from the Kane squad that I had their parents in one form or another coaching. And then the coach for McKean Potter.
Hey, we got to stand up. They're doing the national anthem now. Actually, they're doing the All-Star Pledge.
Right.
And now they will be doing the national anthem. So if that comes over the broad, we're going to let it play for everybody to be able to hear it. And there you have the national anthem, but it must be something with the PA system because we couldn't hear it very good. Right.
Acapella,
she
so
sang that
nice
great.
Nice job.
Nice job that we could hear. And if you at home couldn't hear, she did a really great job. And I almost thought that Bruce was going to have to step up to the plate and
and
give
I thought
a little
of that,
bit of.
And I thought, why take her gusto?
Right. So just minutes away here from the first pitch. As we said, the Kane Wolves or the Kane Area All-Star team will be taking the field first. And. Or no, they're going to be batting first. That's right.
Right.
They are the visiting team. So,
and then the coach for the Potter McKean team, their head coach, played high school basketball against my son. So that's starting
and
to
who
show
is that,
our
Bruce?
Age. Wetzel.
Wetzel? Okay.
Yeah.
He was the head coach because I didn't get that on my program.
He was a
program.
Big, good basketball player,
awesome.
Too.
Wetzel.
He ended up playing down at Clarion University. So, I mean, it just seems that even though we live this far away from everybody, you know everybody in the surrounding areas.
Mm-hmm. Well, let me see. Is that and that is his boy playing shortstop?
Yes.
And look how tall he is. That
yep.
And being 12 years old,
his
what?
Father was the one who
oh,
set
okay.
this up for us.
Okay, he that's his father.
And he
father.
Played back when
okay.
when we were in school.
Yeah, he was a big.
He
yeah,
was a
that,
good ball player too.
Yeah, yeah
he is a lanky lad,
he is.
Isn't he?
Looks like the
nice
guy from the Pirates. That 6'6".
Yeah, he's a big guy, isn't he?
Playing shortstop. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't wait to watch this. You know what I mean? This is.
You're the first person I thought of this when I heard that they weren't going to be able to make it and they weren't going to do it. And I thought, I'm going to call Steve, and if I can get Steve, then I told Chris that we'd do it. And you didn't think a second about it.
No, this is what.
Of course, you were out on the golf course shooting a nice 42. And
jeez, Bruce, I was working.
You're
what
relaxing.
Are you talking about?
And,
yeah, I did. That was after work. You're right. Shot
did
a
Bub
42.
Pay for those lessons?
He did. I'm telling you. What a guy. Ah. Took me out on his home course, and he paid for the whole night. So
beautiful.
That was a good one. Yeah.
Can't beat that.
Yeah, you're right, Bruce. And like I said, that's this our radio station, our family. You know what I mean?
Yes.
And it's just so cool that we're able to do this. I mean, it really, really is. This is our, like you always said, this is our easy part, just being able to come up here and talk and they do all the hard stuff.
It's like I'm sitting at home watching a game.
Yeah.
It's that easy. You just watch what you see and describe it.
So here we go, Bruce. We're getting ready to go here. And Countersport, let's see, the pitcher. Starts out with a strike, and that's Boyd. Chase Boyd on the pitching for the Countersport Potter, McKean, All-Stars. And up first for the Wolves is Trace Undercoffer. And Undercoffer takes a swing, and he falls behind 0-2 on the count. So Boyd ahead on the count. Undercoffer
nice shot, right
shoots
to
right
him.
At the second baseman, and that's a nice grab there by the second baseman. I don't got that written down here, do I?
Didn't write that down, no. I think you put it on your sheet, though, didn't you?
Oh, yeah, I did. Okay, Phil Hart. Yeah, he made a nice catch right there.
Let me copy that on my sheet.
So
nice
Undercoffer flies out to the second baseman. And the pitch by Boyd, that's taken for a ball.
And that was Brandon Philhart? Is that who that was, the second baseman?
Yep. Is Lucas Ledwith up for the Wolves, or up for the All-Stars? And he's going to have a high pop up into the infield taken by the third baseman for Potter McKean, and that's
Welch.
Yep, Leland Welch.
Right.
So the Wolves, or the All-Stars of the Kane, first two batters up and two outs.
And that's just nerves. You're getting up there. You just want to make something happen, and you know what I mean? It's swinging at the first pitch.
And McCormick up for the Wolves, Ben McCormick.
That's
and he
a
hits a
buddy.
Line drive out to the left fielder.
And
that's
going to
be
him.
A base hit for McCormick as McCormick rounds first and holds up there. So McCormick with the All-Stars of the Kane first base hit.
Boy, he stepped right into that. That was a shot.
And that's going to bring up Keller Chamberlain now, the cleanup batter for the Wolves. And the pitch by Boyd, and Chamberlain takes a healthy cut and fouls it off. It's 0-1 on the count.
We're not shy about swinging the bat, are we?
No, taking the good cut.
Take it
off
the shoulder and let it rip.
Boyd on the windup, and ooh, he hits Chamberlain right in the back. So the Wolves now, or the All-Stars from the Kane, put the runners at first and second.
Two outs.
As Chamberlain hit by a pitch.
That's going to bring up Payne, I do believe.
And that brings up Seth Lundeen.
Or Seth Lundeen, I'm sorry.
So two on, two outs, and that's down in the dirt. And the runners don't advance as the catcher for the Potter McKean does a nice job getting that right off the fence as that went by him. And that's the catcher's Logan Jackson did a nice job on that. So Lundeen ahead of the count, 1-0. Lundeen hits one up the middle, and that's going to be a base hit. And that's the runners are going to be one able to score, but that loads the bases as the center fielder for
made a nice play to get
nice,
it into
nice
second.
Play out there. That was Reed Page. He really was on that and throws it to the cutoff at second. And
bases juice, yep, with two outs.
McCormick had to hold up at third.
And that's going to bring up
base
Mayberry.
Hit. It's going to bring up Lorenzo, Nick Lorenzo, right? Yep, Nick Lorenzo, number nine. So base is loaded for Lorenzo as he takes a cut at the first strike is 0-1. Boyd with the pitch and strike two as Lorenzo falls behind now 0-2 in the count with two big cuts. So two outs. Base is loaded for the All-Stars of the Kane. And Lorenzo makes contact to third base, and a nice play there
force
by the
out.
Third baseman as he, Welch, just has it right at him and steps on the third base for the force out. So the All-Stars of Kane come with the bases loaded but no runs.
And it all happened with two outs, Steve.
Yeah.
But you know what? Now we know that they're ready to play. And this is a pretty equally matched couple teams here from what I understand.
Yeah, that was pretty interesting. So you said two out lightning almost happened right there. But I'll tell you what, the kid out in center field
made a big play to keep that
yes,
run
he
from
did.
Not scoring. Let me copy those down.
Yeah, the center fielder, Reed Page. And then I'm going to grab that a little bit, too, as you get going there. So
okay.
You got that.
Center fielder, and then the pitcher was Boyd.
Okay, I got to see one thing. So Ledwith is going to be on the mound for the Kane All-Stars.
Okay, and then Wetzel as shortstop. Then we have the catcher, Walter, is in left field. Then we have Carlson is at first base. And finally, right field is Nichols. All right, thank you, Steve. Mm-hmm. Yeah, nice night for a game, though, huh, bud?
Yeah, awesome.
And that's funny, just to get back to Barry a little bit, this was the thing that he started getting a hold of me, and, you know, and I would race home from work, and we were all over the Tri-County area doing games and hoops, and, you know, it was something.
Yep. Going to be missed, you know what I mean? When
that's
all
a big,
the sports,
that's a bill, yeah, big yeah. hole to fill.
Yeah, I mean, he was a staple out there in the sports.
And knew everybody.
He knew, yeah. And like I said, I thought that was so cool that he actually, you know, started doing it for these little kids. I mean, that's...
And it's a big deal.
Yeah.
It's a big deal to these kids. Man.
Yeah. No, that was pretty awesome.
Julie Chittister here. I haven't seen her in a long time.
Yeah, I think the Lundin kid, right? Would
yep.
be that.
Yep.
And as he's at first, you know, now I'm looking at what I should have done here. I should have put these kids' names on, you know, like this side so I could
right.
see who was, like, pitching and having them names straight.
Well, this is what was goofing me up. I was looking at the batting order. Instead of the, you know.
Yeah.
But now we're squared away.
Yeah, so who's going to be here? Reed Page is going to be the first batter for Potter McKean All-Stars.
And Lucas Ledwith going to be on the mound for Kane Little League All-Stars. And this is amazing that if you can gather up the momentum and win the right games, you can end up playing a Taiwan or a whatever in the international thing at Williamsport, you know?
Yeah.
That's something. I just watched the thing last night on about that team from Washington that won the World Series back in 1982. And it was just amazing. I mean, they were all over TV, and they were on Johnny Carson's show. And the poor kid, they were interviewing him, who was their stud pitcher. He said, I could barely talk to people. I just wanted to be in the background. I was the guy who wanted to be a lineman, and they made me a quarterback just because I could throw the equivalent of a major leaguer of 97, you know.
Yeah, that's...
And that's bringing it for a little kid, that equivalent.
So here we go with Ledwith the pit on the mound for the Kane All-Stars. Reed Page is going to take the first pitch from Ledwith, and it's going to be outside for ball one. And Page, a left-hander. Pitch, and that's a strike as he hits that outside corner. It looked like
painted
a mirror.
It.
So 1-1 on the count to Page. As Ledwith out of the stretch. And the pitch on its way, and swing, strike two. Is now the count 1-2 in favor of Ledwith, the pitcher for the Kane All-Stars.
And their normal starting catcher isn't here right now.
For
he's
the
missed the last
Kane
game.
All-Stars?
This, yeah, for the Kane All-Star. He's at a baseball camp, I guess.
So 1-2, pitch on its way, down low, 2-2. Just if you're joining us here, bottom of the first inning, no score as the Kane All-Stars loaded the bases with two outs, and fine play there by the Potter All-Star third baseman. Made a nice play and had a force out at
strikeout.
Third base as Ledwith throws a strike for strike three, and caught looking is Page. And that brings up Chase Boyd, the pitcher for the Potter McKean All-Stars.
Perfect pitch right at the knees in the outside corner.
Kind of froze him a little bit.
It did. Set him right up.
So pitch on its way from Ledwith, and that's down low. Ball one. And the catcher, Keller Chamberlain for the Wolves.
That was a nice dig.
Yeah. Yeah, a little bit high inside, ball two. So Ludwith falls behind 2-0.
You were lucky enough to coach some baseball when your son was playing, weren't you?
Yeah, I enjoyed
it. That's a good feeling, isn't it?
Yes, it was. Pitch nice looks strike. Good. Strike one comes back, so two balls and a strike on Chase Boyd, the number two batter for the Potter McKean All-Stars. And Ludwith with the pitch again on its way, and that's ball three. So full count. And what were they talking to? Something about the pitch count and stuff. You're not allowed to go over 80 pitches, I think it was. And
I think if you go over 85, you can't pitch for 4 days. If you go over...
And that's going to be low, so ball four.
Yep. If you go over 35, you can't pitch for 2 days. Anything under that, you can pitch consecutive.
Yeah, and that's good that they watch.
Yeah, you don't
want
to wear kids. This is when you can really hurt a kid's arm now. And this is the coach's kid here,
right.
Wetzel.
Wetzel, and he's tall. I'd say he's all 6'2 right here, the
he's
third
base
or the shortstop.
12 years old.
Third, so here we go. So Ludwith out of the stretch, and that's
nice
going to be a strike on the outside corner. 0-1, the count. Again from the stretch, and that's low, and that gets popped by for the going to be a pass ball, and that moves the runner over to second base. So Chase Boyd, the runner, moves the second on the pass ball, wild pitch. So Wetzel, the batter, in the three hole. Stretch, and there is a long shot. That's
going
to get out of here. That cleared the road.
That cleared the road
that cleared
into the parking lot.
Yes, that did. That was a big shot by Wetzel. As a home run, that clears the bases, and that puts up Potter McKean up first to score blood, 2-0, here at bottom of the first inning.
Wow.
And I think that's what happened, too, is what the count was in favor, 2-1. He was just sitting there waiting for that fastball to come down the middle, and he cranked on it.
Yep. Once you start getting behind and you got bases starting to load up.
So that's going to bring up Logan Jackson for Potter McKean. He's the catcher tonight and batting fourth. And as Ledwith now gets set with one out here for the Kane All-Stars. And the pitch taken down low.
And it doesn't matter what level of baseball you play, the walks always come back to haunt you.
And just getting behind in the count, you know what I mean? So you kind of want to pitch ahead.
Yep.
And there's a foul ball straight back here. Nice catch by the fan, one-hander.
I tell you what, kudos to him.
Yeah, that was a nice catch.
Leaning backwards on the top row.
Yeah, on the top row, huh?
That's kind of a tough one.
So 1-1, the count. As Logan Jackson, another big tall kid here for the Potter McKean All-Stars. Pitch on its
there
way. Nice pitch on the inside corner. Now the pitcher Ludwith is ahead of the count. One ball and two strikes to the batter Jackson. Pitch down low. Nice stop there by Chamberlain, the catcher. Falls. Evens the count up at 2-2. And again, the score 2-0 here, bottom of the first, in favor of the Potter McKean All-Stars as Wetzel for the Potter McKean hit a home run, a two-run homer. And the pitch now down low, full count. So Jackson right here, ready to get set. And the pitch from Ludwith, and it's right in there, and that's going to be a hit, base hit up the middle into the gap, rolls to the fence, taken out, and he's looking to stretch out a nice double.
Yep. Right in the gap between right and center.
Yep.
Tailing away from the center fielder.
And that was Undercoffer out there that got to it, but not until the ball was able to get to the fence, and Undercoffer throws it in, and that puts Jackson at second base with one out. Brings up Chase Whaler, the left fielder for Potter McKean. Another left-hander for Potter McKean. And that pitch up high, and Chamberlain does a nice job to snag that one. As Jackson looked like he was ready to steal third.
He was up for it, wasn't he?
And that's the thing, you know. These guys get on, and you start pushing the envelope.
Yep.
And there's a nice pitch, strike. Evens the count, 1-1.
And you got to be aware at this level, too, because these kids will take off.
Oh, yeah.
And then you don't want to be booting it around.
And that's down nice low, snag. And Chamberlain does a nice job there catching that. So two balls and a strike to the batter, Chase Whaler.
One out.
And number five batter in the order. One out. There's a nice pitch. Just a little bit outside. That falls behind. Three balls and a strike. So here we go again in favor of the batter, Whaler. He'll be looking for a fastball. And there it is, but it's down in the dirt, and Whaler is going to steal. He's going for second, and he does. On that passed ball, he actually goes around first, and that's a heads-up play, like you said, Bruce, and he just never stopped, ran all the way to second base.
If he's going to look at third to throw it and step that way, he never stopped. He just kept going,
yeah,
forcing your opponent to make a play on you. And then the more plays you try to make, I mean, the more chances you have to make a mistake. And there's a shot.
And there's
again.
A shot out to the left fielder. And
nice catch.
Nice catch out there by the left fielder, and that is Ben McCormick.
I think he's out.
He
I
does
think
a
he
nice
left
job.
Early. I think, no, we're
and
saying
gonna
he
call
didn't.
Him safe, right? So the guy on third base, he tagged. That was Jackson.
Yeah.
So that was a sacrifice, but I'll tell you what, that saved. That
saved
another run because that was a great catch by McCormick out in left field.
3-0, two outs, bottom of the first. Potter McKean up. But that was a nice catch.
Yes, it was. And get out of this one right here, three. Leave this Whalers stranded at second would be a big plus for the All-Stars.
And there's another pop fly right there.
Pop fly in the center fielder, and that's Undercoffer comes up and makes that play. And that looked like McCormick and Undercoffer were going to, who's taking it? And Undercoffer was able to come up and make that catch. So, you know what? Some hard hit balls there. But, you know, to hold them to three was a pretty big thing
I think so.
Because that could have been the floodgates a little bit. And once that starts to bleed a little bit, you know what I mean? That's how things snowball.
Yeah. And you hate to see kids hang their head because, you know, it's tough. Kids, it's tough on kids.
So they put seven men to the plate, and the Wolves or the Kane All-Stars put five men to the plate the first inning. So 3-0 in favor of Potter McKean.
Wessel showing some power there with a shot to left center.
Well, like I said, Bruce, he might be 6'4". Do you think so? I mean,
he's at least 6'1".
Yeah.
He's a big kid. I mean, he looks so much taller than them other kids.
Yeah.
I'll bet he's at least 6'1". But like I said, his dad's a big guy.
Yeah.
His grandfather's a big guy.
So right here, just a lot of six-inning games here. This is what they play, Little League, six innings. So just starting out here, 3-0
you never
just
know
join
what
us.
You're
right.
Going to get in Little League.
And this Kane All-Star team didn't get here by not being able to score some runs and play some defense. And, you know, just the way – that's what I love about baseball. You're never out of it until the final out. That's the thing. You know what? It's not a time thing. It's out things. You know what I mean?
You get so many opportunities.
So here in the Little League, six innings, that's 18 outs that you start the game with. And no time limit. And
take
a lot of things
can
happen.
You can. Mm-hmm. This is the first time you and I have ever done a baseball game together,
I think. Yeah, it is. Yeah. Like I said, I never did one with Barry. I said, that's how you got your start and all that. But, you know, he's the one that kind of started me up at the old radio station to get it going with, you know, he left and said, hey, you know what, go for it.
It's all yours, buddy.
He did, yes. So that was cool.
And you guys did a nice job of transitioning. Foul.
And that's going to be a foul as, what's this now, Nick Lorenzo for the Kane All-Stars in the bottom or the top of the second. And again, Kane All-Stars down by the score of 3-0. And Lorenzo falls into the count. No balls and two strikes. Is Lorenzo a left-hander? And takes that one outside. As Boyd, the pitcher for the Potter McKean, out of the stretch. And there's a foul ball by Lorenzo, straight back.
He is working fast on the mound. Sometimes you might want to step out and make him just wait a little. Because you're in his...
Yeah, he's up, ready to roll.
Yeah, he's not fooling around.
Again, right out of the stretch, Boyd, and throws
got him.
A little bit of an off-speed one, and Lorenzo swings right through. So,
and he was geared up for that heater.
Yep. And you can see that right from here. Took something off of that. And that's going to bring up Eli Payne, the right fielder. And Payne takes that outside.
I coached this kid's father. He was our first baseman.
Who was that?
League, Jason Payne.
Jason Payne, yeah. Boyd from the stretch with that fast heater as Payne swings through. So the count evened up at 1-1. And the Kane All-Stars down in the bottom of the first, but a score of 3-0. Boyd ready to pitch, and that's taken high, outside and high. So Payne ahead in the count, 2-2.
I don't think I ever saw a pitch I didn't like.
You're ready to swing, huh?
All the time.
3-1 as Payne now, the batter for the Kane All-Stars, ahead in the count, 3-1.
That was a good eye there.
Mm-hmm. Boyd from the stretch again and throws.
Ooh.
And nice pitch by Boyd as Payne swung through that. And there you were, 3-1 in favor of the Payne. He was ready to swing and had a good pitch, just missed it. Full count now, and that's taken up high. Ball 4. So a good job there by Payne to draw that walk and put a guy at first base with one out as Will Silfies now. The third baseman comes to bat. Runner on first for the Kane All-Stars. And the pitch, and Silfies fouls that off to the right side. Down by the first baseman, out of play.
Well, he's got that dug-in stance, doesn't he? Got a little Pete Rose
type. I just said Pete, yeah. I was just going to say. So Payne, the first baseman, first base runner for the Kane All-Stars. Silfies to bat, 0-1. Boyd with the pitch, and inside taken for ball. So 1-1. The count here, top of the second. Ball 2, a nice job there by the catcher for the Potter All-Stars, and that's Logan Jackson. He's digging them.
Keep it in front of you.
Yep, keep it in front of you. And swing by Silfies, and that gets by the catcher Jackson, and that moves up Payne on that pass ball. So Payne goes to second base, and Silfies 3-2.
Jinx the poor kid.
And strike 3, Silfie strikes swinging for the K. So brings up number 9 batter, Braylon Mayberry, for the Kane All-Stars.
Coach, this kid's father in basketball.
Jeez, Bruce.
He was a good athlete, too.
And Mayberry swings, and that ball hits the dirt, and Payne moves over to third base, so runner at third with 2 outs and strike 1 on Mayberry.
Just going to need some contact here.
And, you know, a pass ball, there's not a lot of room between the plate and the backstop.
So I was going to mention that earlier.
Tough, yeah.
It's pretty tough to get home on a pass ball because it's right there.
As Mayberry takes a cut, swings, falls behind 0-2 into the count. Pitch on its way, and that's low.
Good eye.
So 2-2. To Mayberry as Boyd, the pitcher for the Potter McKean All-Stars. You're right, bud. He's just ready to throw. And back up the middle, and he's going to be on. Mayberry, yes. He
taking
right
advantage.
By the pitcher Boyd and also the shortstop Wetzel.
Yep.
And I got to give that a base hit. Because he didn't touch
by
it.
By the time it
went
got
by him.
To the shortstop, I mean, it was a moot point. So
yeah.
You're going to give him a hit there,
yeah,
I would say.
So there you go. That scores the Kane All-Stars' first run.
once it gets in that clover grass, it kind of dies, you know, a little bit.
Yeah, right by the pitcher, and now there's a shot down to third base. The third baseman picks and throws all the way over to first as Underkoffer out, makes the third out. But
got a run.
Yep, got a run. And Underkoffer, that's going to be 5-3, right? That's it.
Yep.
Third to first.
Hey, we want to thank Kate Underkoffer again from Studio K for sponsoring tonight's game. That's what's awful nice of her to call up and say she would sponsor the game tonight. Our community really supports the athletes in Kane and Little League and everything else.
Hey, talking about the community, how about the Kane alumni last weekend? What a beautiful weekend it was.
It was just weather-wise beautiful. A little chilly Friday night, but I don't think many people were feeling chill.
No, but, I mean, just the in the arts and the wild, how many people was up in
Kane? Oh, that's wonderful, isn't it?
And you know what? You just heard a lot of good stuff about it.
Yep. And they always do a good.
What's that, Jim?
It
wasn't?
He's number 8. He was the one that ran to second.
Trace Underkoffer? So I'm getting corrected here by the. So Underkoffer, he wasn't the batter that hit the third?
No.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5 batters. What am I missing?
Was already on. He got a single. He's the guy that hit it up the middle.
Okay, I got something messed up there, so I'm going to have to get it straightened out. Yeah, I want you to.
We'll see when they come up.
Yeah, let me know, okay? Appreciate that. Yeah, Jim Lenaway kind of making. Do I got that wrong there, Bruce? What do you see? Well, we'll get it straightened out here. We really will, because that was nice that he came. He's listening on the radio here. And,
So Mayberry batted in front of him, I thought. We'll see when they come back around.
Mm-hmm. And that's going to bring up in their order number 8 batter, Ryan Carlson. Yeah, that's good, you know.
I thought Joe was supposed to be playing the music uptown.
on alumni, right. Yeah.
Yeah. But I know Joe, every couple of weeks he told me they play different music uptown on the speakers. And a couple of weeks ago it was the oldies for a cruise night.
But a goodies.
Yep.
So here we go as Ryan Carlson takes ball one here, bottom of the second, and Potter McKean up by the score of 3-1. And there's a shot to third base,
stop.
A nice stop, and throws over to the first.
Beautiful.
And that's a nice play there by the third baseman.
Sophie's.
And that's Sophie's, yeah. Did a nice job with that one.
Sophie's over to Chamberlain, or I'm sorry, to Lundin.
For the first out.
Yep.
So Ryan Carlson hits a hot grounder.
A boom play.
Yeah. And that is 5-3.
Shows you how good these young kids are.
That's going to bring up Timber Nichols.
Nice
and
pitch.
Nice Ooh. Throw there from the pitcher as Ledwith, and they're going to call that a ball. Must have been just a little bit outside. But
yep.
Looks like Ledwith starting to kind of get into a little bit of a groove here.
Yep.
And his pitch on its way again from Ledwith, and that's just a little bit outside, ball two.
It's funny how, you know, you throw it at 9 batters and you finally start getting loose and get, you know, you can warm
and the
up
jitters,
all
you want.
Yeah,
I mean, jitters,
it's hard to shake
stuff,
off
so.
At the beginning of the game. And
so Nichols the batter for Potter McKean, and there's one close to the inside. So if falls behind here or ahead in the count, 3-0 is the batter Timber Nichols with the top of the order on deck. And ball four. And those were close pitches, too.
I'll
tell you, those were
all
borderline. And that's going to bring up the top of the order here now for Potter McKean. And that's going to be Reed Page, the center fielder. And he's a left-hander.
So Ledwith in a shot to the shortstop.
Nice,
nice grab. He throws the second for the force out. I tell you, what a play that was.
Give him
by the shortstop, and that's Mayberry, and it heads up by the second baseman, Lorenzo, to cover the bag, and that's a force out at second base.
I tell you
so
what.
So a nice job. That's 6-4, and that's a fielder's choice for Page.
Lead runner out.
So two outs, and that's going to bring up the batter now, Chase Boyd.
He didn't let that eat him up.
Oh.
Just kind of waited for it to come to him. You know, it's hard to charge a ball like that, but because it was tagged.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, that was a nice play by Mayberry.
Very nice.
And like I said, heads up by Lorenzo to cover the bag and get that four. That's the only play he really had there, too. You
were never going to get him at first.
No. As the pitch, ball one.
And he helped himself out here because, you know, he just got done walking him.
So two outs, batter, runner at first, and there's a strike. Evened up on a count. One ball, one strike to the batter, Boyd, here in the bottom of the second inning is Potter McKean out in front, 3-1. Ledwith out of the stretch again and fires strike two. So
right at the armpit.
One ball, two strikes is Ledwith ahead here in the count. Pitch and takes something out
right
to Lorenzo, the second baseman, and he catches it for the third out. So you can just see a little bit of momentum here going a little bit for these Kane All-Stars. And, you know, that was a big-time shortstop play there by Mayberry, right?
That picks everybody up.
That picks everybody up.
It wakens you up a little bit. Sometimes you have a tendency to want to start sitting and, you know, letting it come around you instead of come to you, and
that was
a really big play.
Yes, I mean, it was.
That's a hot shot. And
so that brings us now to the top of the third for the Kane All Stars.
Other than that walk, he was always around the plate that inning.
Yeah.
You know, throwing the ball.
Yeah, impressed with both these both teams so far. Really, you know, said being able to. You know what? That's what they said, too, Bruce. I mean, if you all sports, one of the hardest things to do is to be a hitter, to hit a ball, a round ball, with a round bat, yes.
Yep.
So that, I mean, that's just hand-eye coordination. And, you know, to field the ball, it takes
everything.
A lot for a kid to like to play baseball. It really does. You know why? Because
well, they're hitting it right. Remember how they tell
game.
You to – well, you played infield.
Yeah, I mean –
So they were hitting it right. They told you to get in front of it and to drop it or knock it down at all costs.
But there's a lot going on. I mean, you got to hit. You got to be able to throw. You got to be able to catch. There's just a lot. And then when you're a little kid playing, it's – you know, little kids, it's hard to get you focused and stuff. It's easier to go maybe kick a dodgeball. You know what I mean? Like
I know exactly what you mean.
So baseball just takes it's a lot of effort. And you know what? Give these coaches on both sides a lot of credit. And I give a lot of credit to the parents of these kids because, you know, they enjoy.
In the
evening,
as soon as you get done working and everything is – in motion.
It doesn't just happen by sending your kid up to the little league field and letting the coaches. It starts at home.
It's a lot of playing catch.
Yes, it does. You know,
a lot of playing catch.
A lot of playing catch.
A lot of throwing. A lot of hitting to them and fly balls and fungo.
Yep.
You know.
So, kudos out to the parents.
Always kudos to the parents. You know, there's always, and I've always said this. You know, people say there's nothing to do in a small town. We're looking at it right here.
There you are, Bruce.
This takes up almost a third of your year.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, what do you want to do for the other 9 months? I don't know, but I can show you in 3 months. There's always something to do.
No, you know,
if you don't like it, you can play the trumpet.
Well, and that's a good thing. I mean, that's what we always said. Play the trumpet, play a sport, play
whatever.
A cheerleader, play a dance.
Anything.
As you said, Studio K doing this tonight, and you go to them dance recitals. What do you mind that Matt Johnson?
I was just talking to Matt about that yesterday.
They were out in Ohio for a week. Yep.
With Scotty McGuire's niece is out there with that same troop, and they do well.
Yeah.
So, and it's competitive.
Yes,
competitive,
it is.
Like
cheerleading,
countrywide.
Yeah. So, like you said, what you say, there's nothing to do. There's a lot to do. It's just that, you know.
And if all else fails, read a book.
Yeah.
That's what my mom used to say.
That's good.
My dad would say, if you got nothing to do, I'll find something for you.
Okay, so this is Ben McCormick coming up right now for the Kane All-Stars. Yep, it is. As McCormick takes takes ball one. As, yep, that's what it is here. So there was the last out that inning right there. As McCormick swings and fouls that one right straight back.
A little late.
So 1-1. Here we are, top of the third inning. Is that's a pitch called strike. So
frozen.
McCormick falls behind. 1-2 on the count here as the Kane All-Stars down by the score of 3-1 here.
So is this
top
a
of
new
the third.
Pitcher? Is that right? Is this?
You'll have to tell me here.
Jackson, I think.
Okay. And that falls outside. Ball two. You're right. Bruce Jackson on for the Potter McKean. He's doing the pitching duties right now. It's 2-2, and then McCormick fouls that pitch off. So that was a waste. That was a nice waste that McCormick looked like that was going to be borderline.
Right.
And he made a nice
contact
to just foul that one off. And the count 2-2. And McCormick lays off that. That was a fastball just up
he
shoulder high.
One,
yes,
though,
he was. And he was able to
the big one, them high
yep,
ones
not,
look good.
Not swing. And that makes the count 3-2. As Jackson from the pitch, from the stretch. And McCormick swings through that fastball as 3-2. And that makes the first out here for the Kane All-Stars in the top half of the third. And number 12 here is Chamberlain. Keller Chamberlain coming up to bat. And Chamberlain takes a big cut that first pitch and misses strike one.
And yeah, Boyd went to catcher. And Jackson
and
is pitching now.
Pitch was down low, so the count even here, 1-1 on the batter Chamberlain. As you're right, Bruce, the pitcher Jackson for Potter McKean. And Chamberlain hits a high fly out to the left fielder. And that's going to be a can of corn as Whalers out there surrounds that. And Chamberlain flies out to the left fielder Whalers. So two out here for the All-Stars. It's going to bring up the batter Seth Lundeen. And Seth Lundeen, the first inning, he had a base hit for the All-Stars.
And this kid, this Jackson, is bringing a little more heat this time.
There's a strike.
Not so many off-speed pitches. He's just working it high and hot.
Mm-hmm. And that's a big key here, too, when you get to this All-Star level. You need pitching. I mean, that's
you
no
have
doubt.
To you have arms.
To, yep, you have to have arms.
Oh,
and Lundeen
nice
now, nice
deck.
Hit up the middle. That's going to be a base hit. So Lundeen, he's 2-for-2 here. It's two base hits for Seth Lundeen.
Good contact on both of them, too.
And that's going to bring up Nick Lorenzo.
That would be Nick Lorenzo, second baseman, yes.
So Lundeen on at first base after the base hit.
And he's the one that scored the run, right?
Or
no, that was Payne the
did,
inning before.
Yep. So ball one, is that's high. Jackson out there ready to set the pitch again. Here we go. And swinging through that one is Lorenzo. 1-1 evens the count. Yeah, these pitchers aren't wasting no time. They're
no.
Right up. They're ready. They set. And they're ready to go.
They're
the batters are right in there. And swing by Lorenzo. Fouls it back. So he falls behind in the count. 1-2.
And he was a little behind.
And that,
that
just
one.
Changes the way you look at things. If you're ahead in the count, 2-0, you're
oh,
ready
sure.
to hit. If you're now you kind of got a defensive hit here.
You're choking up a
mm-hmm.
bit. Oh, that's a good pitch. Ooh.
Good on the outside, and it was just a little bit outside. So 2-2, and that's what happens. You kind of got to defend against that outside pitch or inside.
You can't let that one go too many times because you don't know.
So 2-2, and there's down low, full count for Lorenzo. And that means the runner on first, Lundeen, he'll be probably taken off. As soon as as soon as the pitch is thrown, you're allowed to move. So on 3-2, he'll be taken off when the pitch is thrown. There the runner starts, and strike three is Lorenzo swinging. So One, two strikeouts that inning. Had a base hit, and that leaves that. So at the top of the third, going into the bottom of the third inning, it is the Potter McKean All-Stars 3 and the Kane Wolves 1. The Kane All-Stars 1. And I knew I was going to say Kane Wolves about 28 times today. So
you've been doing good. I'll give you that.
Well, you know.
Maybe Joe wasn't paying attention.
Yeah, Joe wasn't correcting me yet, you know. But he will. He will.
I'll tell him.
Okay. When I get the – how many, Joe? You got to pull the hook here, so.
I got to get a jail-free card somewhere, so don't worry about it.
And now for the Wool or for the Kane All-Stars, it looks like Leland Welch, right? Number 6 is going to be out there pitching. Yep, it is. Leland Welch. And that's what happens here, too. You know, a lot of substitutions. You move a lot of kids around.
Right, because you're trying to keep the arms at –
yeah. And number 12 is going to be catching, and that might be. I'm not even sure. Don't have him on the starters.
Keller Chamberlain is catching. And who's on the mound? Number what? Number 9?
No, number 6, right?
Number 6.
Leland Welch. Yep, number 6.
Oh,
Leland Welch is pitching.
I have Ben McCormick as number 6. See what I mean?
Yeah.
That's I have Ben McCormick as number 6. And you were saying you had Welch as.
Oh, wait. You're right. Yeah, you're right. Number 6. So it is McCormick out there. You're right.
Right. Maybe you were looking at the order.
Yeah. Yeah. Or somewhere.
Somewhere. It doesn't matter. It's 3-1.
I think I was
Potter McKean.
The wrong
we
side
got here
bench.
On time and we got the equipment
running.
That's right,
running. Buddy. You did good. You know, I drove us. That's what I
my
did.
My poor wife was going, Bruce, you better write this stuff down. And Chris is showing me. I go, I got it. Don't worry.
You got it. And you did. You did nice.
Well, you know what happened? I couldn't get it going. I didn't have the power strip there.
Okay, so this is going to be Wetzel here, right? Number 15. Yep, shortstop. And
yes,
he hit the big home run the first
big
inning.
Big jack, yeah.
He hit the two-run homer that first inning, so. There's a nice strike there by McCormick. So Ben McCormick on the mound for the Kane All-Stars. And McCormick
that
number,
was a
strike
nice
number
pitch.
Two. That was
right
out
at his knees.
His knees and on the corner.
Yep.
So McCormick, the pitcher, ahead in the count, 0-2 to the batter Wetzel. And
got away from him.
Got one away, and that's a good one up high, you know what I mean? Make you think a little bit as the hitter, you know?
Remind me to tell you the story in between innings, okay?
Okay. And big strikeout as McCormick fans Wetzel. And Wetzel went down swinging with that one. And that was a big cut, too, let me tell you.
Yeah, he was looking for the same results.
Mm-hmm.
And nice pitch by McCormick. Keeping him down. Don't put it up in his zone.
And here's a little line drive right back to the pitcher McCormick as he snags that, and that's going to be out number 2. And that was Logan Jackson. His fly out, line out to the pitcher. L1, line out to the pitcher. And the pitch on its way, and that's a strike by McCormick on the outside corner. So 0-1 to the batter Chase Wales. Pitch on its way down low. 1-1 to count. Hello? So 1-1 to the batter, Wales. And there's a foul here. Oh, nice snag by the spectator out again here. Wow, one-handed line drive catch, Bruce. That
beautiful.
Brings back memories of
Didn't
you back in the day.
Didn't even phase him.
No.
Yeah, by accident.
Jeez. So McCormick ahead now, 1-2 to the batter Whalers, and that's down low, gets past the catcher, 2-2 the count. And Whalers a left-hander batter.
Really tough to advance at all on a pass ball anywhere.
Yeah.
Because look at that, came right back to him.
So 2-2 the count. And the pitch, and there's another oh, back at the second baseman makes a play.
Got him.
And that's going to be close, and that's going to be Lorenzo throws over to, yeah, they're going to call him safe, right?
Yeah, he was safe. That was to Lundeen, and he was stretched out. I mean, he bought all he could on that. That was close play, bang, bang.
Yeah. And there's a strike.
Nice pitch.
As Brennan Philhart, the batter. And he had to sacrifice his first time up. And there's another swing and miss. Strike two is, I'll tell you what, McCormick really, you know what? His dad was a good pitcher in his day.
He was a very good
pitcher.
Yes,
he was.
Player.
Mike McCormick. He was a really good pitcher. Yes, he played at Bonaventure. And Ben, nice take there. I tell you what, that was a hard one to take. That's one ball and two strikes.
And he was one of those guys who wasn't just on the team. He contributed on the mound. He was a good ball player.
And two and two now, as that one was high for the batter, Philhart, with the runner at first base is Whalers. And the Potter McKean up in front by the score of 3-1 here in the bottom of the third. And there's a strike three looking. So nice job here by McCormick as he comes in, and they shut down Potter McKean, and the Wolves, or the Kane All-Stars, coming up the bat into the top half of the fourth inning.
Correct. All right, I'm going to tell you this story.
Okay.
This was a Barry story, too.
This was a Barry story.
So we're over here one night doing a football game. In the old days at Carp Field, they had a little wooden box that only radio guy was in, along with the scorekeeper, and that was about it. And old Ed Easton, who did the radio over here, who was 100 years old, good guy. And we come over, and we're supposed to have a seat inside, and it's bad. It's pouring rain. So Morgan says, well, can we at least use a plug? So we run a plug down in the bleachers. I'm sitting there. There's so many people at the game. I have the equipment on my lap. This is the old days, too. You know, there's tons of equipment. I got a garbage bag covering it up. We're getting shocked the whole time because it's pouring rain and snowing half the time.
Oh, boy.
And we're still doing the game. The game goes on,
yeah.
Me and Mark.
Yep, you had some good times. There's no doubt about it. That you guys had some really good times. And, you know, one of the things, too, like I said, we're going to talk about, I think we're going to, you know, we're doing football this year and probably be some Barry stories.
But, oh, sure.
One of the things that I really like Barry, I mean, he sports announcer, and you know, like, hey, like, let's face it, me and you are ham and eggers at this stuff. We really are, and then we're just happy to be able to do this. But Barry always made me feel comfortable by, he said, hey, you guys are doing a good job, you guys, you know what I mean? And
we're just blue-collar guys.
Right.
And he knew that.
And he knew, and he said, hey, you guys sound good, you guys do this. And it made you feel comfortable, and one of the things that, you know, I mean, we talk sports, but Barry really talked about his kids a lot. I mean, he was
all
a family
time, guy.
His grandkids and his son, Jim Hunting. And, you know, there was more to him than just the baseball or his football
or
basketball.
We took the kids to, like, WWF out in Cleveland. And what a riot. We had a riot.
Yeah.
So we went to a lot of baseball games. The first game at PNC Park we went to.
Okay, now for the Kane All-Stars, it's going to be Tyler Gibson coming in for his first bat of today. And he's a left-hander, too. And that pitch on its way is taken for a ball. And that's Jackson again on the mound for Potter McKean. So Tyler Gibson ahead in the count. And that's taken outside, so 2-0 to the batter Gibson here in the top half of the fourth. And again, the score 3-1 in favor of Potter McKean. And nice cut there by Gibson, and that fouls it off. But he was ready to swing, and there you go. He was ahead in the count, 2-0, and he's figuring fastball coming, and it was.
Because he's got to come.
Yeah. And just you know, on it, but just fouled it straight back. So the timing was there. Jackson on the pitch, and that's going to be on the outside corner, strike two. So now that evens the count up at 2-2 here. First batter for the Kane All-Stars is Tyler Gibson. 2-2 the count. Jackson with the pitch on its way, and outside, 3-2. Full count here for the Kane All-Stars. And taken down low. So Gibson
nice work
on. Yeah. And that's a nice walk there by Gibson that he worked that count full and is on with a base on ball.
No outs here in the top of the fourth. Kane down 3-1.
And that's
going to
bring up Kane Jamerson here, batting where Will Silfies would have. So Jamerson now his first at bats. And that's a ball, ball one. And Jamerson
got
hits one out into the gap, and a nice catch by the center fielder out there. And that is the center fielder, Reed Page. And he comes up with a nice catch. As Jamerson, you know, made a nice connection, put that right to center field. That was
a meat of the barrel.
Sure
I can
was.
Tell you that. So one down here for Kane Little League All Stars,
and that's going to be Landon Chapman coming to bat.
Okay, so Chapman is in. We'll see where he goes.
And he looks like the bunt, and he does, and he fouls that right off. And they might not even come in, too.
Oh, yeah. You're right.
Well, they will. They got to take some fielding. You're right, too, Bruce. You're right. So you just keep an eye on that. Because if they would have had 13 guys, you don't have to play the field just to get in the bat, right? That's how that rule is.
Jackson's still on the mound, and Boyd is still behind the plate.
And Chapman takes a cut and swings through. So he falls behind 0-2 into the count here with the runner at first base. And that is Gibson, Tyler Gibson at first base for the Kane All-Stars. And Jackson on the mound for Potter McKean. And Jackson throws down strike three, looking on Chapman. So now that brings up two outs, and that's going to bring up the top of the order with Trace Underkoffer for, or is that going to be not? No, that's Trace Underkoffer coming up the bat, top of the order.
Yes.
And that's going to be taken for strike one. As Jackson, now he finds the groove.
And you know what? I like a liberal strike zone because it makes kids have to swing the bat.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know
what
I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, Bruce. Yeah, anything kind of close, liberal.
Right.
And there's strike two as Kielhoffer. Her Underkoffer now falls behind 0-2.
We're not here to play catch. We're here to hit, run, and throw.
And spoils that one. Falls it straight back. It's 0-2 the count again as Jackson for the Potter McKean All-Stars.
Heck of a job getting a piece of that one.
Yeah.
Ooh.
And that's going to be strike three looking. So, no runs for the Kane All-Stars as, Gibson base on balls? And strand him there at first base. That's going to bring us to the bottom of the fourth inning here, and the Kane All-Stars up or down by the score of 3-1.
Hey, let me read this Little League disclaimer thing here again. Little League is the world's largest and most respected youth sports program with nearly 2.4 million children and more than 1 million volunteers in dozens of countries around the world. Little League includes baseball and softball programs for kids ages 4 to 16. There's a Challenger Division program for kids with physical and mental challengers, too. For those adults interested in starting a genuine Little League in your area, assistance is available from Little League International in Williamsport, Pennsylvania. For more information on Little League, visit your Little League website at www.littleleague.org.
Yeah, good job. Yeah, you're right. You know,
I mean, and you know, we were talking about kids not having nothing to do.
Mm-hmm.
If you say it's boring and you're an adult and don't have anything to do, volunteer, be a little league coach,
be an umpire.
You don't be an umpire. Help
I mean,
at a concession stand. I mean, there is a lot of things in small towns to do everywhere. How about this facility up here? You know, they really turned that football field facility into a beautiful field between the bleachers and the artificial turf and the lights, and that's a really nice carp field. It's beautiful. And I think that was the John
Regas.
We talk about him on our way over, you know, nice guy.
Yeah, he put a lot.
He was a nice guy.
Yeah. Yeah, he did a lot for this community over here, no doubt about it. And I see he had just passed away here this few months back, you know.
Yep.
And you'd see him over at Kane. His grandson played on the basketball team for the Cowder Sport Falcons. And, you know, he was over there and said, I go to a lot of St. Bonaventure games, or quite a few, with my buddy Wagon. And old Mr. Regas was at all of them.
Yeah, I mean, this area we live in is so diverse. You know, if you want to get out, there's so much to do. I was off last weekend, and we go down to the lake every day, you know, and we take the dog down swimming. And
yeah.
It's just, there's so much
to do. Been great weather
do.
For it, too, you know what I mean?
And the dog just loves it. Problem is, she can't swim. She's a bulldog.
No.
She got in too deep, and she's like a bobber, so her head goes down. She got to go get her out before she goes down.
Yeah. Like
gotta
you
get
said,
her
Bruce. You just can't beat it. You know, like Kenny Bostanjic. I mean, he was always my buddy Frank Bostanjic, which
right.
has been deceased. But Kenny lived out close to San Francisco for, 50 years. He moved back to Kane.
I see that around the corner from me down there.
And he's back, and he had some people that were up here from San Fran, and they were renovating his house. And they said, man, you guys are lucky to live around here.
It's beautiful.
So it is. It's a great place.
Please, I come back by the lake every night, and I see eagles, bears, everything.
So here we go, here into the bottom half of the fourth inning, as Welch is going to take the – he's in the batter's box as McCormick throws the first one strike. And now 1-1 is a little bit high of a pitch from Ben McCormick. And Leland Welch, the third baseman, he made a nice play earlier in the,
yes,
in the game at third.
Yep.
Big long throw to first. And that's inside as Welch has to back out of the – had to move from that one, so 2-1. Two balls, one strike to the batter Welch here in the bottom half of the fourth, as Potter McKean again up in front by the score of 3-1. And McCormick on the mound gets ready to fire, and that goes outside. So three balls and a strike.
So Welch is going to be looking for the heater now.
And that's inside, so that's base on balls here as the Leland Welch draws the walk here in the bottom half of the fourth, and that's going to bring up Ryan Carlson.
Yep.
And Carlson, he grounded out the third, his first time up. And that pitch is taken inside. And that was Sophie's, the third baseman, when Carlson grounded out to him. He made a nice play.
Yes.
And fouls that one off right straight back. So the count even at 1-1. And Carlson, the number 8 batter. So you got 8-9 in top of the order. And Welch on first base for Potter McKean. And that's taken down low. Two balls and one strike to the batter Carlson.
Boy, one of these times he's going to throw down to first.
Pitch on its way, and it's a grounder back. It's just a little dribbler. That's going to be trouble. And that was
a good hold.
That was a good hold. The pitcher Lundin or
McCormick.
Able to grab it, but he just didn't want to throw it because
smart play.
Yeah, that was they call a swinging bunt. Yep. You know what I mean? Between the
just
third
got
baseman
on the top
and
of
the pitcher,
it and it
right.
died 6 feet into yep. the towards the pitcher.
So now that puts bat runners at first and second for Potter McKean and nobody out with the batter Timber Nichols. And actually, it's going to be Hayden Nance coming to the plate instead of Nichols. So Hayden Nance, his first at bat.
Okay.
With runners at first and second for Potter McKean, and they are up by the score of 3-1 here, bottom of the fourth. And the pitch from McCormick taking ball two. So Nance ahead in the count, two balls and no strikes. So here the Kane All-Stars looking for an out here with runners at first and second and nobody out. Pitch on its way by McCormick, and that's called strike. So two balls and a strike. That was a big pitch from Ben McCormick there, Bruce, to get it back to 2-1.
Yep.
McCormick ready to deliver. Throws, and that's up high. So 3-1 to the batter, Nance, with runners again for Potter McKean at first and second.
And I don't know how much all these kids have thrown so far in this tournament. That's nice. Yeah, a little low.
A little low. So base on balls. And that loads the bases here for Potter McKean. And this is just, this is how baseball goes. You get something going. And
right.
So really big here, critical for the Kane All-Stars. And now Coach Chamberlain's going to call a little bit of a timeout here. And like you say, Bruce, this is the fourth game for both these teams, and that's what we talk about. You need pitchers. You know what I mean?
And it's hard to mix and match at times because you don't know where you fit into the, like the last game where they came back late against Warren. And what happened was Warren started filtering in these kids to pitch, and Kane got to them all. And they took the kid who was cruising along out of the game. You know, thinking
maybe
we're going to save,
we save them for the
right, and it turned to come back to bite them.
Yep.
So, you know, it's tough to mix and match.
And that's the difference between the boys' baseball and the girls' softball, because you get a girl that's a softball pitcher,
it doesn't wear on their arms
right,
much.
And they can, and there's no limitations. You know what I mean? They're just able. And there has been a lot of good softball.
Schwartz girl, remember her?
Yes. And I'm talking the area over here at College Sports, Smithport.
Oh, the Kane girl over in Smithport. Had tons of them.
So here we go. It's a bases loaded as the number one pitter, or batter, Reed Page, steps up. And McCormick throws that first pitch for a strike. So ahead in the count, no balls, one strike. Bases loaded. And it is the top of the order, Page. Left-hander. And that's taken down low. So the count, and it looks like a new catcher here too for the Kane All-Stars, number 10, I think it looks like, but not sure.
And that would be Lucas Ledwith, the opening pitcher.
Okay, so he went to catching.
Right.
So here we go, 1-1 the count, bases loaded, and taken for strike two. So nice pitch there by McCormick on the outside corner. And that's one ball and two strikes, so McCormick ahead in the count here on the batter, Page. Bases loaded for Potter McKean. Strike three, looking.
Wow.
So nice job
comeback
there by McCormick. And that's a big strikeout right there for out number one in the bottom of the fourth. And that's going to bring up the number two hitter, Chase Boyd, with the bases loaded for Potter McKean. And the pitch, swing and strike, one.
Nice pitch. He's getting these
nice
ones
pitch
down,
yeah,
lower.
Getting, yeah.
You know, before he struggled early, they were high, which comes from overthrowing a lot, they say.
And there's a little grounder. The
coming
shortstop is going to come home for the force out.
Nice play.
And that was a nice play there by number 12, and that he was the
Chamberlain.
Catcher, Chamberlain. Heads-up play, throws to the catcher for the Kane All-Stars, and that's a force out.
Chamberlain's at third now, right?
He was a shortstop, and he throws up 6-2 is what that was, and that cancels that out. And that moves these guys up, and this guy's on a sack, and that's going to bring up Wetzel. And
They walked him?
They walked him? What was that about?
I think they intentionally walked him with the bases loaded.
They did?
Instead of.
Oh, they did.
Yep. I don't think you have to pitch to him anymore.
You know what? The base is loaded, and they walked Wetzel with an intentional walk.
Yeah.
And they gave him a run. Yeah.
Two.
And strike one to the batter, Logan Jackson.
Right.
So they did that because that Wetzel, you know, he crushed that first, and he struck out the second time up, but they just decided to walk him. And the count now evened up at one ball and one strike, and the base is still loaded for Potter McKean, and ahead by the score of 4-1 here, bottom of the fourth.
Sometimes submission is the better part of
that. And there's a strike two, and that was like, that looked like a curveball because the kid thought he stepped out. It had some drop to it, yeah. And he Jackson actually backed off, and that thing came back over the plate. So ahead in the count, 1-2, and there's a pitch, and it's a foul down first base side. So, again, ahead in the count, one ball and two strikes.
Yeah, that's a big decision to do that with
yeah.
Wetzel.
Yeah.
That's why the coach makes the big money.
Yeah.
That's why they eat dinner
I have a hard
late,
enough time telling
nights.
Who's up and who's not, you know. It's
you
not only
both.
Making that, yeah. Pitch on its way, and that's a ball. And there comes the runner. He's going to try to score from third, and he does on that wild pitch.
Went close.
Yes, it was close.
That's going to make it 5-1
yeah,
here in the bottom of the fourth with
yeah.
Two outs.
Yeah, with two outs, and that guy scored, yep. Yeah, that was close, and that's the catcher led with, and he, you know, got right on that really quick as McCormick tried to cover the plate and just was able to slide underneath it was Nichols. And the pitch on its way up high, and that's...
Here we go again. Got him.
Got him at third. No?
Nope. Close play.
Yeah, that was...
Oh. Oh, you got to get him out. You got him.
There it is.
That's three outs.
That's three outs.
You got to tag him. Yeah. Yep, you got to tag him. Got to tag him.
So that was kind of a weird play, and they're going to probably be discussing that a little bit. Right. So what happened on that play was ball got behind the catcher, and he threw down to third, trying to tag the guy out at third. He was able to
second.
Get back, and then the guy at first base ran to second. And
not
there was already
Wessel
a guy,
was
right,
there
already on second. So he threw to first, and they called him out on a force, but he actually had to tag him.
Right.
So there's going to be some discussion out there because he kind of called him out a little bit ahead of time
yeah.
with the force, but he had to tag him. And then that runner from third came. Did he score? I think they're going to call that he scored before they tagged him out. Mm-hmm. And we're going to have to find that out. Do you know if they made that a score or what did they do? Oh, you're going to have to find that out because I'm not sure.
I think he's
going
to score before, like
four,
you
five,
said.
4-5, right. So I think that's what happened, that making sure I'm talking to the scorekeeper here, but because that was a force, but not sure to make sure that we get the right score. And that's just one of them kind of funky plays that can happen
that
in a baseball game. You
always,
know what I mean?
Always, at any level.
Mm-hmm. And the umpire even comes into play on that one because I said he – might have jumped the gun a little bit, and he called him out, and he really well. And you were calling, you got to tag him. So, hey, give another little read out there, Bruce, about.
Yeah. Let's go with this game is presented by 101.7 WXZY Kane under the authority of Little League Baseball and Softball and may not be rebroadcast or retransmitted without the expressed written permission of Little League International, South Williamsport, Pennsylvania. Visit Little League online at www.littleleague.org. So if you want to get involved and you want to find anything out about Little League, that's the place to go and look it up. If you didn't get that written down and you didn't want to hear it again, you call up Joe at the station anytime and Joe will give you all that information.
He's updated and all that stuff, I know.
Sure does.
He does.
And you know who else does a great job? Joey.
Joey
does a nice job setting up all these
So what the right score? Six, so that's run scored, right? So it's 6-1.
Okay.
Yeah, so during that play, Bruce, that run did score, and that does make it now 6-1 in favor of Potter McKean. And you know what? They scored three in the first and three in the fourth is what that is.
Right. So it's 6-1.
Yeah.
Potter McKean over Kane here going into the
you're right. Yeah.
Top of the fifth. It looks like Wetzel's gonna go to the mound.
Oh yeah, it does. Yeah.
Wetzel will go to the mound for Potter McKean.
And I just think that this kid's probably going to bring the heat.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, just because of the length, and you see him make that play at shortstop, right?
Right. And where is number 8? Is that him in center field now?
Yeah, I think you're right.
Yeah, number Logan Jackson has gone to center field.
And that's the thing. You're right. There's a lot of strategy that goes on in one of these little league games.
You want to keep some of the kids in, and some kids have to play.
Yeah. Well, they all got to play.
Well, they all have to play. Yeah. You're right. I didn't mean that, but.
And then, like I said, this pitching thing, trying to get your pitchers and the pitch count, because it all
do I
matters.
Save my kid's arm for a certain game next, you know?
So being up, like I said, they're up 5-1, and we got the fifth and sixth innings to go here. We got two more at bats. And so I would probably think that this Wetzel kid is maybe one of their top pitchers, I would think.
Right.
And, you know, bring him in for the next two innings to shut, cause shut the Wolves down or the Kane All-Stars down.
Right.
And the top of the order here with Ledwith for the Kane All-Stars. And first pitch up high and over the head of everybody, man. So that gets a little bit of nerves in you when you see that thing coming at you.
I mean, this kid is about 15 to 20 miles an hour faster than anybody we've seen.
And there's first, second pitch is first strike. So evened up the count 1-1 to the batter Ledwith. And again, for Potter McKean, you got Wetzel on the mound. Wetzel, strike two. And you're right, that's just a lot of heat right there. Kind of remind you of the Danny Masato or the kid that played for New Jersey back in the day.
Danny Almonte.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was 20 when he played, being 12.
At but least 20.
Yeah. So 2-2 the count here on Ledwith. And again, the Kane All-Stars down 6-1 here, top of half of the fifth. And now the count evened up, full count, 3-2, with McCormick on deck for the Kane All-Stars. And that's strike three.
And that's Ledwith going down.
He went down swinging.
Yep.
So here we go, Ben McCormick now. McCormick, he is 1-for-2, singled in the first inning and struck out in the third. And the pitch on its way by Wetzel, and that's taken for a strike. So one strike, no balls and a strike here, top half of the fifth. Again, 6-1 in favor of Potter McKean. And swinging strike two, miss.
Boy, it's all gas by Wetzel here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And just being that tall, that big, I mean, it's just that big. You know, it is, that stretch. I mean, you know, when he steps forward on the mound, I don't know, what is that, 40 feet? I'm not even sure what the measurements are in Little League.
I don't.
45, but that
I know
big
it's
difference 60 when you,
and you step up to Legion, but
right,
this but is probably like 40.
45. Right. Ooh, and strike three, swinging by McCormick. And that ball's on you in a hurry. I mean, it's just, it's
well,
there.
There's a mathematical thing. If you're throwing this hard at that distance, I mean, it's
just like big league. It's like throwing a 90-mile-an-hour fastball. It really
your
is.
Your mind, like you were saying earlier, you've got to transition fast in what you're going to make a decision to do.
So Chamberlain, the batter, and that taken up high. And Chamberlain, he was hit by the pitch, and he flied out to the center fielder. So he's 0-for-1. Pitch on its way, and Chamberlain able to hold up. He looked like he was going to try to take a cut and a swing. And the umpire at first is going to say that he did swing, so it's 1-1. I thought he might have checked it, but going to call that swing. So one ball, one strike to the batter Chamberlain. And again, the score 6-1 in favor of Potter McKean. Top half of the fifth inning. And that pitch outside.
And if you're batting at 12 years old against a kid throwing this hard, you really got to defend yourself, you know.
Pitch on its way, and McCormick fouls that one off, out of play down the right side file.
That's why you parked over there.
Yeah.
And the Wetzel kid still
almost
got
Wetzel
you.
Almost got me, yeah.
What a nice night for a game, huh?
Phew. Absolutely. Nice night for a lot of things, huh?
Yep.
Just absolutely. This weather's been beautiful. Ooh. And there's strike three on Chamberlain. So Wetzel strikes out the side
that
right there.
That is a nice pitch there, inside at the knees. Wow.
With some heat.
Yep. And that's after the top of the first. Came down 6-1 to Potter McKean here at Carp Field in Gautersport.
Mm-hmm.
Winner of this game plays the winner of
St. Mary's and
Warren.
Dubois, I'm sorry. They're playing tonight too, I guess, right?
Yes, yeah,
they're
playing tonight. That game will be Sunday night at a field to be determined. Well, there's got to be a lot of conversation goes on in faxing with the pitches and the names of the people. You know what I mean? that has to be accumulated somewhere.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And being
under. Yeah, I mean, like you just said, the Little League is what one of the biggest organizations.
Right.
It's big.
And they keep track of a lot.
Mm-hmm.
All right, this is a good chance to look and see where everybody's at. Number one is at third. Number eight is at second.
Yeah, and here we are, like the 1st of July, right? I mean, this is the first week in July. And one of the things about that, though, is, like, you know, that starts so early, and here you are midsummer, and after this here, it's over, unless you have another league-type thing going on. You know what I mean? Like if you
right.
did a fall ball, I know Warren at one time.
Some kids travel.
And they got the traveling teams and stuff like that. Yeah, so... But what I mean, no, the little, it's just kind of like it's, you know, like the All-Stars, and then it's over, and you get, you know, you
football.
Lose, you're out. Well, yep. you know,
oh,
that's
what
I'm saying.
I mean,
you know, it takes a long time to get all the way to Williamsport if you're going to make it there, you know?
Well, it's like when we start teeing it up at the last week of August in football, you know, and then the next thing you know, you're like 3 weeks from Christmas,
mm-hmm.
and you're down in Hershey.
Yeah, yeah.
Know? Or wherever they're playing now. They move it around now.
Yeah, you're right. Time flies. But like I said, it's just this seems like right now summer is it's baseball time, you
exactly.
know?
Exactly. And this is what we did this time of year. That time, mm-hmm. you know, we were all playing ball.
And you talk about, we're talking about the Kane High School football field and stuff and thinking about that they're supposed to, you know, maybe make artificial, which was done, but just maybe, I don't know what happened yet, but it's not been happening. And,
I think it's a DPA thing.
Okay.
They're waiting
but,
on permission.
But
too.
The thing, so he's talking to, you know, Todd Silfie's here tonight, coaching of the football, and they've been doing some workouts, 7-on-7s and stuff
right.
like that. So, you know what? Yeah, you got to be – these kids are committed. I mean, there's
–
and living here, like you said, the sizes of the classes, you know, the population is not as much as what it used to be.
Not even close.
So, like, these kids that are in the mall, and that's how it is. You're better – they like to play multiple sports. So it
sure.
makes it – but you know
and
what?
And they're playing, allowed to.
Yeah. And, well, and you know what? I did see a thing about that, these bigger schools – where a kid focused on one thing, they said it was better that you focused on multiples. You know what I mean?
It, as an overall
yes.
rounding
yeah.
out of an athlete.
Yeah.
Yes, you're right.
So here we go. It's going to be the bottom half of
Wallers.
The fifth, and it's going to be Wallers, Chase Wallers, to bat.
Yep.
And, yep, going to be Wallers. And first pitch taken strike, second pitch strike two. And that's number 12 now.
Chamberlain,
yep. Keller Chamberlain now for the Kane All-Stars. And Chamberlain throws, and that's going to be a hit up the middle.
Oh,
a nice play by the shortstop, and
got
he
him.
Throws over to first. And that's a big out.
Nice play.
And I got to get a number there.
It's tough without no front
it
number.
It is, because they move these kids around.
They don't turn around to help Bruce
mm-hmm.
out.
Mike, who was the shortstop? Nick Lorenzo. Yeah, Nick Lorenzo just made a really nice play at shortstop and threw all the way over to the first for the first out. And they're taken for a ball. And this is Phil Hart now up the plate. And that falls low. So one ball, one strike here on to the batter, Phil Hart. And again, we said Chamberlain now in the pitch for the Kane All-Stars. Pitch on its way. And there's another hit right to Lorenzo, the shortstop, and he makes another grab. So
the only guy
two up
we need this inning
and
is
two
Lorenzo.
Down. Yeah, 6-3 and now unassisted six. And Chamberlain throwing
strikes.
Nice there. Yeah, he's throwing strikes.
A little off speed
coming,
a little bit.
Yeah,
keep
coming.
Him off balance.
And now this is going to bring up Leland Welch. And Welch flied out to center field his first time up and a base on balls. So he's 0 for 1. And the pitch on its way, taken high, ball one.
And if you don't throw as hard as a kid like Wetzel, you have to be able to move the ball up and down, side to side, and change of pace speed.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everybody
yeah.
just thinks you
location,
get up and throw. You
right.
got to move
yeah.
it around.
Location, location.
Yeah. such as a lot of things in life.
Location, location, location. Pitch on its way to Welch, and that's taken for strike two. One ball and two strikes on Welch. Here, bottom half of the fifth with Potter McKean up 6-1. Chamberlain throws strike three,
nice
looking.
Pitch.
So nice pitch, three up and three down here, and that takes us to the top half of the sixth. Is last at bats for the Kane All-Stars, and they are down by the score of 6-1. So going to need a big inning to tie it, Bruce. You're going to need five to tie and six to take the lead. So
it's going to
be Lundin. He's going to lead it off.
Yep, this is what they did last game, the last couple innings. They poured on the gas. And the Potter McKean coaches are over there telling them right now, we got to keep the ball in front of us. You know?
Yeah.
And we've all heard the...
Yeah, that's what you say. Get the outs now. That's what he's telling
them.
Keep
that ball in front of
us. Keep it in front of us and don't throw it around.
Yep, don't kick it around the field.
Yep.
See who they got going. That's Wetzel still going to finish this up. Mm-hmm. Try to.
And they move the catchers, too. Looks like, who's that going to be back here now? Number five, I think.
That is Boyd.
Yep, Boyd.
He's catching.
And he was the pitcher. So, that you know what? These kids move around. They do.
Right.
And that catching is not an easy thing to be doing on a
that's
steamy night.
That's my knees are shot me. That's what I did for him.
Until
we had Bobby Hodgson come along and take that over.
Yeah. My God. Yeah. You know, you're getting beat up back
there. The whole
there,
time, if it ain't by the ball, it's by the third base coming at you and crushing you. And
yeah, not an easy position.
Eddie Rose trying to take you out with a dirt ball in front of the plate.
Yeah, that's not easy, you know.
Kid losing the bat in his hand and crushing you in the top of the head.
And then, you know, the focus on
tip,
the ball coming.
And
the, you know, and to find out where, you know, that's a tough position.
You get some guys throwing nice curveballs and sinkers, and it's tough.
And, you know, when I go to a Pirate game or something, which I do a few times, I like to watch the catcher, you know what I mean? Because he is the guy that's really in control.
It's one of my favorite positions. They
control the game. They're watching the signals and signs and moving. So if you really want to watch a baseball, you watch the catcher. It's pretty cool. Yeah.
Yeah, he's orchestrating the pitching, and the location is going to dictate where the ball has a good chance of going with all this moving guys around in the field. And
lots of baseball. So here we go, Lundin. Up, and he takes that first pitch high, and the second pitch is a strike fastball right down the middle, so the count evened up.
Was he two for three today?
What's that?
Is he two for three?
He's two for two.
He
got two base hits, and there he holds off, so he's heading the count, two balls and one strike to Seth Lundin. Yep, two for two, two base hits. And nice eye, takes that down low, so count 3-1 in favor of Lundin here in the top half of the sixth. Is again, the score 6-1.
And he's looking for the middle heater now. Oh, almost got a hold of it.
Yeah, fouls that one off down the right field line.
You can tell he's got the good eye-hand coordination.
Mm-hmm. And as you're down 6-1, one home run's not going to
– no.
You know, so you got to play – you need base runners.
Got to have base runners. Yeah, you're right.
A home run's not going to – here you go, buddy. Not going to – let's see, take up a collection here. We're going to use Bruce's money as Lundin again fouls one down right side.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And that's a foul ball, and that's still the count, 3-2 on Lundin. Pitch on its way, and Lundin another spoiler down the right side, just a little bit late, bringing the heat.
I like this kid.
Oh, yeah.
I like this kid.
He's in there battling.
He's attacking
it. He is. He really is.
The whole game he's attacked that baseball.
Yep. As I said, I mean, that baby is, you only got a split half a second to make.
Not much, man.
Nope. Oh. His swing and miss on Lundin. So he tried to battle, but Wetzel.
And that was
prevails.
Inside.
Yeah,
that was by design.
Yeah.
He knew he was a hitter. He was going to swing.
Mm-hmm. That's going to bring up Nick Lorenzo now for Kane All-Stars. And Lorenzo takes that one high.
Yeah, you're right, Bruce, and that was kind of down. I don't know if it had been a ball or not a ball, but, you know, he had to swing. I
right.
mean, it was that close.
Defend.
Yep. And there's the foul. So one ball, one strike to the batter, Nick Lorenzo.
Four out of six pitches have been hit foul down within 10 yeah. feet of that first base
down
line.
First base. I mean, just kind of being a little bit late.
Yep.
And there's this, like a...
Oh, he got hit in the hand.
Yeah, he got hit in the hand. But he swung at it, so we're going to see what the call is. But I think it's going to be a strike that he swung, and he got hit in the hand. We're going to see what he did.
That hurts, too, because that's right
so
on the knuckles.
He's going to say he tried getting out of the way, huh?
Ooh.
Yeah. So that's what I think the umpire is going to call, that he tried to get out of the way, and his body, you know, turned.
As he moved.
And it looked like a swing. Yep. And I think that's what they're going to consolidate each other out there. And
yep.
And that had to hurt because, whew.
Yeah, that's right.
Uh-huh.
Right in there.
Yeah.
Between that first knuckle and the
yep.
bottom one.
Yeah,
oh.
And you're holding the bat, you know what I mean? So that ball hits, yeah.
And there's no cushion there.
No cushion. Jeez. You or me, that would have been broken fingers, you know what I mean? Mine would have exploded.
Yeah.
Yours already have, Bruce, over the years. Look at, geez, you got surgery. Right leg, left leg.
Looks like a road map.
You do look like a road map sitting there. Okay, here we go again. So Lorenzo hit by a pitch, and then he's going to bring up Eli Payne, the left-hander. And Lorenzo on first base, and Payne fouls this one off.
Coming at us,
Bates. Yeah, close.
Nice catch again.
Catch here. Jeez, these guys are catching them up over there on the sidelines. Yeah. So that's no balls and two strikes, and that's taken inside as, you know what, the ball kind of got out in front and bounced around, but good job there by Lorenzo, not trying to run the second because.
Well, you don't want to run yourself out of a base runner.
Right.
Not right now.
No, not right now. You got it.
Three runs and a batter, two runners and a batter.
Right.
It's only going to get you within two. So.
And there's a pass ball.
And
now Lorenzo does.
Thing.
Yeah. But that was a bad pass ball, and he had room to run. And
right.
So Lorenzo now at second base, and the count two balls and two strikes here. And again, 6-1 in favor of Potter McKean. And strike three swinging. Down goes Payne. So here we are. The Kane All-Stars coming to their last out. Down 6-1 here in the top of the sixth. And that's going to bring up the batter, Will Silfies. And Silfies 0-2 now. And Silfies fouls it off left side, left-handed batter Silfies.
Exactly the same thing.
Fouls it down the left side.
And he actually took something off of that.
So runner at second, down 6-1. And there's some heat coming at Silfies, and that ball gets by.
Oh, why did he stop?
And there tried Lorenzo tried to get the third on that pass ball, and he's thrown out. So that is going to be the end of the game as the Kane All-Stars fall to the Northern Potter All-Stars. Or not Northern Potter, but Potter McKean All-Stars,
yep.
6-1. And, you know, Potter McKean scored three in the first and three in the fourth. And that's what it took. And
they did the damage to half of it in the first inning,
yeah.
3-0. And then they chipped away 2 innings later, got it back to 3-1. And then they had another big three-inning score later on in the
and their pitching staff was able
fourth.
To stifle the Kane bats, you know what I mean?
Very
just,
much so.
Just, and, you know, that's like we said, that's what this, you know, All-Stars is about. You need a lot of pitching. And the Kane pitchers pitched pretty well, too. Wetzel, I said, that big home run there. And that could have been a damaging inning in the first. They gave up three, but one was a two-run homer. And then they were able to shut it down and then kept it, like you said, all the way to the fourth inning.
And the Kane pitcher
yeah.
did a good job of chipping away and got in trouble a little bit and throughout the game. And
And so, Kane run, it wasn't a sloppy game. Some pretty nice plays
real
out.
Real nice yep, plays by out. Different kids, man. Mm-hmm. Very nice.
So I was impressed for my first Little League game of the year. And so now the Kane team is going to be done right yep. now. And
getting their
these guys right. here, Potter McKean, going to be playing, Sunday. Like you said, the Sunday against the winner Dubois and St. Mary's.
Yes.
And, you know, you go down to Dubois, them fields down there are just fantastic. They love their baseball down in Dubois.
A little more resources yeah, down
they,
there.
They do. And
a little more kids to pick from.
Yeah,
too.
That's true, too. But they do, you know, really love baseball down there. And it's gone. And I think that Denny Heindel has done some things down there for the fields and stuff. I've been down there a couple of times, and it's just like, wow, this is
nice.
Yeah, it's nice. So with that, Bruce, I don't know what you want to go
say,
ahead.
Yeah, let's just thank Kate Underoffer again at Studio K for sponsor our game tonight. That was awfully nice of her to come through and help out with the bills, you mm-hmm. know, and sponsor yeah. the game. And once again, thank all these parents and everyone for hauling these kids around and having late dinners and still washing the clothes and still making sure everybody's fed and. You know, it's a mm-hmm. you know as well as I do, man. We grew up doing it, and we grew up doing it for our kids.
Yeah.
And it's a lot. So, I mean, the parents are the ones, and thank the kids mm-hmm. for putting all the time in. And good luck to mm-hmm. Potter McKean.
Yep, good luck to them. And I said, and thanks to Joe and his gang up there, Chris.
Oh, obviously,
guys. They're able to do all this. And it's a pleasure. And I don't know if they're going to have any other things for sports between here and football, but that's when we'll be on the air, Bruce, for high school football.
August 26th, I think, is the first game at home.
And that's going to be a different type of schedule this year, too. They rearranged some of the
yep.
teams. And so we will, you know, it's going to be a little bit of a different thing. And I'm excited about that, too, this year. So looking forward to that. So for myself, Steve Bezak, Bruce Leonard, I was very happy to do this.
Yep. Well, have a good rest of the summer, folks.
Thanks for listening to Kane Area Little League Baseball on 101.7 XCY. It's been brought to you tonight with the financial support of Studio K in Kane and Ridgeway, providing dance classes with a goal of helping students they work with to discover their unique special traits that make them shine. Fall registration in Kane is July 16th and 17th and July 23rd and 24th in Ridgeway. More information is at sk-dance.com. We thank Studio K for making tonight's broadcast possible here on 101.7 XCY.